Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and I am glad that you stopped by to listen. I have a couple points I'd like to make. I had a friend that sent me over an email recently, actually it was 5 days ago, and showed me, because of the things that the plans that I have, the dreams I have that I want to do, they sent an email to me saying that this is what I needed, and it was to apply for a grant for $250,000 through missionsmallbusiness.com. So I applied and it said that I need to make application by June the 30th. So I did. I made the application, and it said in order for the grant to qualify, I needed to get 250 votes on their website at missionsmallbusiness.com. I didn't realize I needed the 250 votes by June the 30th, so I have very diligently been working. I've been working very diligently on getting the 250 votes, and I just basically got started 2 days ago because I didn't realize until 2 days ago that I had to have the votes by June 30th. So before we get really started here, and maybe by the time you hear this program, you'll be more enthused, but if you go to Mission Small Business, that's missionsmallbusiness.com, then you go to the bottom of the page, and to the right there's a little icon that says login support. Now, you don't want to log in to register unless you want to apply for the grant yourself, but if you go to login support, you will simply enter nothing more than your ID and email address, the email address and your password that you would normally use to log into Facebook. So the only thing you'll enter is your Facebook information to log in. Then you will go to, it will have you fill out the business name or city and state. All you need to put in there is the business name, The Hypnosis Queen, that's T-H-E, The Hypnosis, H-Y-P, N-O-S-I-S, and then Queen, Q-U-E-E-N. That's the business name. You put that in there, and then you click on search. Then it'll come back, and you click on vote. Now, sometimes this site has kind of circled and gone back to the main page, and it asks you to log in again. And when you do, you then will come up with the icon, the button that says vote, and then just click on vote. And you're done. It literally takes about 45 seconds to do the whole thing. And then when you get done voting, after you vote, there is a button under there, a little word that says share. And if you click on share, it'll show that it'll give the website address and all that for the Mission Small Business, their logo and all that. If you do that, I'd really, really, really appreciate it. And I'll tell you why we're doing this. I need your vote. I really, truly, desperately need your vote. And the vote has to be in by Saturday night, June 30th, 2012, by midnight. I have until midnight. And I do need the 250 votes to get my grant to qualify. Now, what would we do with this grant? People have called me up and said, well, what would you do with this money if you had it? Well, my dream has been to conduct experimental research studies with controlled groups with various cancer patients. And each group would be a different type of cancer. There may be one group that would be all women with breast cancer. Another group would be men with prostate cancer. Another group might be those with melanoma. But these people, in order to get the grant, in order to get these people, I would need to hire a social media expert to search worldwide for people who have cancer, who either cannot afford conventional treatment or who does not want to use any conventional treatment, or maybe they've already used conventional treatment and their insurance has been canceled, or they've already gone through the conventional treatments and they still have cancer and they're not healing or they did not heal. Basically, the whole point of doing this is to have the people use the hypnosis and only hypnosis to heal their cancer through the power of their mind. And is it possible? Absolutely. Does it work? Absolutely. Will it change healthcare? Absolutely. And all the this the studies that I have that I'm going to do, I will be doing, and this grant would have made this possible to get this project off the ground. But in the studies that we do, it will all be documented and recorded, and it will be published for all the public awareness to become aware so people know that they can heal. And it will go from that to maybe having cancer to healing other things, other illnesses. Because in the 20 years I have done the hypnosis, it's over 20 years, I can remember the first lady that came in. I just started as a hypnotherapist, and I was working as a mental health specialist for the state of Illinois at the Department of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities for the state of Illinois. And I was moonlighting as a hypnotherapist, and a lady came to me just very, very desperate, and she said, "I have cancer." Now, I know that the mind is extremely powerful, and I believe that if you hypnotize me to get rid of this cancer, I believe that I will heal. And I was kind of really dumbfounded, and I said, "Oh, well, that's one that I haven't really worked with, but this could be really interesting and good to do." Now, when people ask me, "Can you heal me?" You know, I don't heal anybody. You heal yourself. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I said that repeatedly. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. It is through the power of your mind that you heal. So when someone asks, "Can you heal me?" I always say the question is, can you heal yourself? I can show you, I can guide you through a meditation, but it is through your mental process and the power of your superconscious mind, where all your power lies within you, in order for you to simply focus on my voice, think about what it is I'm saying, and you will do all the work in your mind. It's kind of like a mind game or a mind exercise. But I tell people, you know, all the work is in your mind. The mind is the spiritual part of you. It is in every single cell of your being. And the mind is the spiritual part of you. It is your spirit. It is in every single cell of your being, your body. So in every single cell of your body has its own intelligence. And that intelligence responds to the power of the superconscious mind. It responds to the thought process that you take through it. You have two very distinct levels of consciousness, or two modes of thinking. Your physical consciousness has what we call a critical factor. It's always arguing with you, and it just, if you allow it to, it just constantly feeds you all this negative stuff. The physical conscious has a critical factor, and some people call it the gatekeeper. But basically, it just feeds you, and it can actually be your worst enemy. You ever heard someone say they are their own worst enemy? Because they have all this negative thinking going through. So basically, when we're doing hypnosis, anyone can be hypnotized if they want to be. And if they're educated and understand, then they know that if they want to be and they participate, they will be. The only thing that can keep you from being hypnotized is you yourself. Now, if someone says to me, "Go ahead, I bet you can't hypnotize me." And I say, "You are so right." You have to want to, and you have to participate. And if you want to, you will be. And what happens when you are actually hypnotized is you start off with closing your eyes. And by closing your eyes, within a few seconds to just a few minutes, 3 or 4 minutes, 6 minutes, you will access a part of the brain that you don't normally access when your eyes are open. Then you relax. With your eyes closed, you relax. And we go through the body and just focusing on relaxing all the muscles throughout your entire body. When you do this and you become relaxed, you will automatically go into what is called an altered state of consciousness. Is it dangerous? Absolutely not. Not in any way, shape, or form. Everyone is hypnotized and reach that altered state of consciousness every single day, sometime. You may acknowledge it, you may just shake yourself right out of it, go into it. It may be right before you fall asleep. It may be as you wake up in the morning. It may be while you're lying there on the sofa, watching TV at night, all relaxed, totally and completely relaxed, totally focused on some program on TV, and even if there was noise going on around, you can hear it, but you're not listening to it because you are so focused. Now, that physical consciousness is not what we're working with. And if you were to go into what is called an unconscious state or into a coma, then the physical consciousness will not respond. You will not speak, and you may not consciously remember what people are saying. But your superconscious mind, which is once known as the subconsciousness, never shuts down any more than the heart does. And that is where all your power lies. And the superconscious mind does not have a gatekeeper. It does not have a critical factor, and it will accept anything that you put into that as long as it's not against your desires, against your moral beliefs, against your will, or religion, whatever that may be. So the superconscious mind is always working. As long as the heart is beating, it is not going to shut down. You would always hear me when you're doing hypnosis and you go into that meditative state, you will always hear, whether you think you do or not, maybe not consciously with your physical consciousness, you hear, but with your superconscious mind, you always hear. Now, can the mind heal? Absolutely. Inside of you, you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy inside of you that can heal anything. And one thing I have learned is through injuries, the sooner you do your meditation to heal, the easier and quicker it is. Now, the mind is like a muscle. The more you use it, the easier it is to use, and the stronger it becomes, and more flexible it becomes. Now, here's an example. Just the other night, my 14-year-old grandson had a very serious bike wreck, and he thought that he had broken his ankle, crashed into with another bike, and it was a bad deal, going very fast. He come hopping in, and he said, "My foot won't bend. The bones didn't look right. It was starting to swell." And I said, "Here, just sit down, get comfortable. Let's do some hypnosis and do some healing." So he went through it, and actually I had a healing for him, the general healing of health problems. I had it on a CD, and I had him sit down. I was very busy, and I had him sit down and listen to it. He listened to the whole thing, and I even kind of thought that he might have fallen asleep because it was getting late. I knew he was tired. He listened to the entire thing, and when it was over with, he opened his eyes and sat up and leaned back. He yawned and rubbed his face, and I said, "Listen to it again." He listened to it again, and this time he laid down on the sofa. He listened to the whole thing, and then at the end, he kind of moved around when it was over with. He turned over inside, and he fell asleep on the sofa, and he just stayed there for the night. The next morning, he jumped up and took off, and I said, "Hey, what about your ankle?" He goes, "Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about it. It's fine." He said, "It's perfectly fine." He said, "Didn't hurt at all. Looked at it, no swelling. It was perfect." Now, some people might call that a miracle, but quite frankly, you're going to find one thing out about me, and that is it really does not make any difference what religion you are. I don't really care what religion you are or what belief system you have. But one thing I'm absolutely sure of, and that is there is only one power, a higher power in this universe, one power. And this power goes into and through everything. And I am a Christian, and I refer to this power as God. You can refer to it as anything you want. If you're not a Christian, you have some other religion or belief. Scientists refer to it as source energy or source. Now, you can call it source, you can call it God, you can call it whatever you want, but it's still all one and the same. Put any label on there you want to. But I call it God, and I also believe I'm a very strong Christian, and I'm also very, very spiritual, much more spiritual probably than I am religious. However, in the Bible, in the King James Version of the Bible, when you come to understand, truly understand the mind, you will come to truly understand every word that's written in the Bible. And the Bible has more than 1,000 entries about the mind. And when you understand the mind, the Bible makes perfect sense. And in there, didn't Jesus say, "Ye are gods, you are like me, you can do the same as me and even more"? And that is true. And we are. And we can. And this source energy, scientists have proven that this energy flows into and through everything in this world, if not the entire universe. I believe it's the entire universe. However, what this power is, it's a higher power. And so when I do the hypnosis, I focus on white light. Why white light? Well, first of all, because my forte is health problems, illnesses, injuries, that kind of thing. And I've not ever had, in 20 years, had anybody fail at it. I just tell them, simply try, and you will find that you will succeed. It's much easier than you think. Just try. And people are so amazed and say, well, that was so easy. That was just phenomenal. It was unbelievable. It was a miracle. I mean, I've heard, you know, all the expressions, but this is the thing. When you have an injury or an illness or a disease, one thing I'm absolutely sure of, and how do I know this? Well, because I have a lot of dreams. And sometimes I have angels or messengers show me things and write messages, even letters before me, or they will put a sign in front of me and they tell me things. And sometimes I wake up with much more knowledge than before I went to bed. And I've read a lot of books, and sometimes more knowledge then comes to me. But one thing I'm absolutely sure of, and that is that when you have an injury, an illness, or a disease, you will have dark energy within your body. You will have a very dark and black condensed energy that does not belong there, that is going to cause you pain and swelling, and because the body maybe has been traumatized. So why would I use the white light? Well, if you walked into, this is my analogy, my personal analogy, if you walked into a room that was totally pitch dark, and it was nothing there but darkness, and you wanted the darkness to disappear, what do? You turn on the light. And what happens when you turn on the light? Well, light overpowers darkness. When the light comes on, darkness dissipates. It disappears. The darkness cannot stay there when the light comes on. So therefore, the fact is that your thoughts are things. Every thought that you think, good or bad, right or wrong, indifferent, that those thoughts create energy that goes out into space like billions of little magnets, that goes out into space, permeates and penetrates all of space like little magnets and brings back like energy. So if your thoughts are things and you're sitting there in an altered state with now you're thinking and meditating and you focus on a bright white beam of light that comes down from the infinite sky above, that comes down through the universe, enters your head, and fills you up like you're an empty vessel. If you think that thought enough times, your thoughts become stronger and more powerful and easier to happen. So when you do that, that light comes into your body. You're literally pulling white light, which basically, you know, I can't answer every question. I just tell you I know what I know, and I know what works. Maybe it's concentrating God's energy or source energy into a very concentrated beam, and it's like, you know, you just zap the dark energy in the body. Well, a lot of people know that I shattered my arm after I fell out of a tree in May of 2010. And after I shattered my arm, which was hundreds of breaks, quote, unquote, Dr. Hughes at Pasadena Hospital, I just simply used the power of my mind to bring the white light in. And when I did, you'll get nothing less than a perfect healing. And all my bones realigned, healed. By the 12th day, I had all the casts off, and I had my strength back using my arm and my hand as I had always had in the past. After the doctor in the ER told me it would look like 4 to 5 months in healing, my arm was shattered, and Dr. Mark Green told me I would need surgery, pins, metal screws, metal pins, metal, I don't know, a whole bunch of metal stuff. And I said, I really don't think I need that. I'd like to get another x-ray. So he agreed. I did. The x-rays are on YouTube, and the story I tell about that is on YouTube. It's youtube.com/TheHypnosisQueen. It is The Hypnosis Queen's channel. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. It's there. Biggest disbelievers, no matter if you put the proof right in front of them, they're going to find some reason to not believe it. And if that's the case, those are not people I want to work with. But I do know that people can use their minds through the power of their own mind to heal their own bodies, and then miraculously, perfectly, if they simply try. So the whole point of this project is I need the funding to conduct experimental research studies to find the people around the world. And then what we will do is once we get them, we will categorize people. They will have to want to be hypnotized. They will have to want to heal. They'll have to agree to reveal their information, their medical information, and the progress of their illnesses, diseases, cancer, whatever it may be. They will have to agree to release that publicly, and it will be documented, recorded, and published. So the whole point of this is, with our health care going out the window, and it looks like no matter, even if someone has insurance and you get your health care taken care of, then the benefits, health care is very, very expensive. And so the benefits that you receive, you have to pay taxes on. One, I have a good friend that she likes to go to the doctor, and she goes a lot because she just does. And she's kind of hypochondriac, but she doesn't want to change. That's fine. But however, she, as she said, she cannot afford to pay even the taxes on the health care that she receives. It would cost a fortune. It's more than she can afford. That's as she said. That's why she has insurance. So the point is, if our health care is going out the window, as they say it is, then it's going to be more important than ever before for people to learn how to heal themselves, especially if it's going to be very, very, very expensive. So I'm asking you, please, please, please go to missionsmallbusiness.com. Go down and just log in to, you'll click on the login and support. Then you'll log in with your Facebook login information. That's the only information you put in there. Someone said, well, they ask all kinds of questions. They want so much information. No, they don't. That's only if you're registering and going to apply for the grant. Now, if you're just simply voting for me, then you just click on the button that says login support, and you just log in with your Facebook login information. Then you will enter the business name, The Hypnosis Queen. Right there is going to say business name or city and state. You do not need to put in city and state. Just put in The Hypnosis Queen. The city and state is Winchester, Illinois, anyway. And the survey will, the studies will be conducted out of Jacksonville, Illinois, which is a nearby town. Jacksonville, Illinois, people anywhere can participate as long as they have email, internet, and a phone. They're going to need the internet, a computer to get on. They don't have to know how to use a computer. They just need to know how to log on. So basically, you just put in the business name, The Hypnosis Queen, and that's a little tricky because so many people don't know how to spell hypnosis. So you just put in The, and then H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S, Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, The Hypnosis Queen, and then just click on Vote. When you have actually finished the process of voting, it will say, it'll come right across the top of the screen, you have just voted for The Hypnosis Queen, and then you're done. Or you can click on Share, and it will go to your friends on Facebook. If you would do that, I really, really greatly appreciate it, more than you know. If you have any questions or you need any help, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. It's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. If you'd like to have more information about me, you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. And Blogspot is a blogger blog. It is B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in Oliver, G as in Gary, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Oliver, and T as in Tom. It's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You can go there and you can find more information about me. I am getting ready to release my new book called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? I would hope to have enough funding that I could donate enough books to at least a few books to each school for school kids to go to the library, which basically teaches you how to master the mind. When you come into the program, basically in the research study I'm talking about, if you want to heal cancer, for example, to do this, we're going to get this project off the ground one way or another. We're looking for the funding for it. And if you're interested in donating towards this project, then email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And we're going to get it off the ground. But the first thing we'll do is we'll send out questionnaire, a release forms. Then you'll start receiving, you'll get the information. We will do webinars, teleseminars, which are simply conference calls on the phone. I'll give you instructions on what you will do. And the first thing you'll have to do is start getting rid of all the negative thinking. We will master the mind, get rid of the negative thinking, do a cleansing on the body. Then we will start with the meditation. I have a process, a system that works. And so basically what we'll do is we'll teach people how to get rid of their cancer and heal. We will document, record, and publish all the progress on everyone. So if you know of anyone that is interested, if you're interested in participating, send me your name. In the meantime, we are looking for the funding, and you can help us to qualify for this grant application by simply voting for the Hypnosis Queen on missionsmallbusiness.com. And I really appreciate your time. I was planning on going longer tonight, but I have to attend the funeral home for a friend of mine, services. She was an elderly lady who was one of my mother's dearest friends, and so I need to go to the funeral home. So in the meantime, keep in touch. You can email me, check out my website. You can find my CDs. You can actually donate. You can download some of my CDs right now on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. CherylJSavage. You can download them for $9.99. I think on there you will find general healing of health problems, stop smoking, lose weight, some of the others, but on there, you can download it, go in there for $9.99 and download any of the hypnosis I have on there right now. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon.